Hey, Kate, so what's your costume?
I thought I was going to go as Chris Hemsworth,
Really? That's interesting,
but
because.
not from a movie, just him. So I'm gonna get like real short blonde hair wig
And you're just gonna get, like, ripped.
and one
Just.
of those giant like body suits that you apply with the makeup that give you like fake muscles.
I mean, but, like, how much makeup are you gonna need to turn yourself into Chris Hemsworth?
Well, I mean, they had a sale at Michael's craft store.
So, like, not even like real makeup, like costume acrylic body paint makeup.
Yes.
This will only end well.
Although I might do the long blonde hair from like Thor era Chris Hemsworth. I like
Oh, see,
the swoopy style.
I like swoopy, short cropped Chris Hemsworth. You know what I love though? Pumpkin spice lattes.
So we had a debate for a while about whether or not the fact that we both desperately love pumpkin spice lattes made us basic.
I mean, we're obviously basic.
Yeah, and then we admitted
I mean,
we're pretty
obviously, we
basic.
do a podcast where we rate movies. That's about the most basic thing you can
Yeah, we drink Starbucks a lot. We have book clubs.
So, I went to the store, the store the other
The
day,
store?
the store, and they had a
I'm assuming
section.
this is Target then.
No, this was just like,
What?
this was just the grocery store.
Usually when you say the store, it's Target with.
Oh no, I will tell you. Can I tell you though, the one thing that I hate about Target is when people say Target because I worked there when I was 16 and I have
And
like.
everyone thinks it's the most funny joke that you've never heard before.
Yeah. Can you folks stop? Like the three of you that listen to this, can you not say Target anymore, please?
Just
Like never
stop.
again.
Oh,
So,
quick
no,
side
hold
note.
on, no.
Hold on,
This
hold
is a
on.
side note.
Side note from the side note. When you go to ring something up at the register and it doesn't scan right away, do not laugh and say, huh, guess it's free. No one thinks you're funny.
I mean, I do.
No.
Please, I
No.
encourage you to make that
Do
joke.
not make that joke.
I'm not in retail anymore. I
No
can't.
one thinks you're funny. Okay, back from that side note to your
Okay,
side note.
so at the grocery store, they had like a little pumpkin spice section, and it started, I mean, like it started normally. Like it started, there was pumpkin pie.
Okay.
And then there was another brand of pumpkin pie.
Okay, both pumpkin, I get it. I see a
Sure.
theme.
And then they had pumpkin spice cheesecake. And then it
Okay.
started devolving from like food stuff into other things. Like then it was pumpkin spice whipped cream, which can I just tell you how much I want to do like whippets off of that? I just want to just like stick it in my mouth and just I would like all of it, please. There was pumpkin spice cookie dough, pumpkin spice cookies. Right next to it was Halloween paper towels.
Which you needed.
Yeah, well, I did buy them. So the pumpkin spice thing is a little, I mean, it's a little nuts. I did try the pumpkin spice Cheerios.
How was it?
They are bad.
Okay, reasons invalid for why you should eat those. So, did you put pumpkin milk with them, though? Because I think you're supposed to, right? I mean, they have soy milk and cashew milk, but they have pumpkin
What did
milk,
we say the other day?
right?
So they've got they
Oh
so
no, the other day
above
when
the
we were at
paper
the store.
towels, they had pumpkin spice Febreze.
Which is too far.
They had like pumpkin candles, but I have seen pumpkin spice cat litter. I am not kidding you.
No, my favorite is when you go to the pumpkin spice aisle and it devolves from pumpkin spice into just things that are orange.
Oh.
There was orange milk. Like milk that had just been dyed orange. Oranges. That's.
Can you say the word orange one more time? Because you say it really funny.
I do not say orange funny.
Orange. You know there's an A in that word, right?
Orange.
Okay, so,
What if I just keep saying pumpkin?
okay. So, it's Halloween weekend.
It is.
Happy Halloween, folks. It's our personal favorite
It is
holiday.
the most beautiful time of the
It's
year.
the. You beat me to it. Nice. Nice. I
I
approve.
just snatched that.
Did you? Did you get
It
it?
was
Was
good.
it good?
It's a good
I'm
moment.
so glad. So we thought it was really appropriate to do some Halloween redemption today. There was a movie that came out this year that got a lot of hate.
A lot
A
of.
lot of
Before
hate.
it even came out, it got hate.
That's the big thing.
Before the trailer even hit, it
Yeah.
was full of hate.
So we thought it appropriate to give Ghostbusters, the rebooted version with the incomparable Kate McKinnon and Leslie Jones and Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, the delightful foursome of comedy female genius women that they are, because reasons fighting chance to see whether or not it was worthy of all of the ire, or maybe if it was a little bit better than folks on 4chan decided that it was. So why do people hate this movie so terribly
you know
much?
How the first original movie was four men, well, this one's four women.
Is it
which obviously makes it the worst thing ever.
But, like, is it four women, though? Like, are they... So, like, that's kind of where I have this weird hang-up. It's like that debate on whether a toy is for boys or a toy is for girls. It's like, unless you operate the toy with your genitals, like, it's just for anybody that wants
I'm
to pick it up and play it.
That's part of why people were hating it so much right away is, like, well, it's all women, so you're trying to force your feminist agenda on us, and... Folks, speaking as someone who has a feminist agenda, this is not how we would choose to force it on you.
So
we're a little more concerned with equal pay and voting rights, and a little less concerned with who is busting your particular ghosts.
So the original movie came out in 1984. It was a critical commercial success.
Yes, made all the money.
It made, I mean, just all of the money. It spawned a sequel that was... I mean...
It was there.
It existed.
It was there.
It existed. It had... How many cartoons were... Two cartoons.
Which were both hilarious.
Yes.
The cartoons were way better than the second
So the original
movie.
One has almost universal acclaim.
Everyone liked it.
Yeah, our beloved Rotten Tomatoes shows that it has a 97% fresh score, certified fresh. The funny thing about it is that this reboot came out this year, 2016... Also is certified fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as high of a score. Right now, the critical score is sitting at a 73. It's gone down since it first came out. But it is certified fresh by the biggest critics.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what's the big issue here?
Well, I think the main issue is the audience score. You've got 88% for the original and 56% for the reboot, which is a large drop. From the first movie in the franchise to the latest.
And what I keep seeing for folks that are critical of the rebooted film is, this is a movie from my childhood. You know, you're trying to, you know, slaughter the sacred cow, so to speak. And I was like, you know, a lot of the criticism really stems from one of two places, at least from the reviews that I've seen online. And I've read a lot of them. I mean, YouTube comments galore. But seemed to stem from, oh, this was some sort of social justice warrior hooey to make a feminist version of Ghostbusters.
Even though we already had two movies that were all male cast.
Is that still a big deal?
Tipping the scales.
Yeah, like, is that like a big deal? It's just, so, and the other one is, you're stepping on my memories. And I was just like, is Ghostbusters a sacred cow? Like,
but really, anyone who makes that argument, you could make about anything, because almost every good movie ever has been redone.
I mean, well, and that's the thing, is that, you know, and sometimes remakes work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think of the song I Will Always Love You, whose version do you typically think of? Whitney Houston's. A lot of people don't realize that wasn't her song. It was actually a cover of Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You.
The Dolly version better.
Well, yeah, Dolly version is amazing. But, you know, when people think of that song, they think of Whitney Houston. A lot of remakes can be very good and sometimes supersede the original, you know, if you give them a chance. If enough time has passed, if a fresh enough take is made...
Right, but a lot of hate for this one came out before people had even seen the movie.
Yes.
And personally, from a critical standpoint, it doesn't make any sense to judge the movie before you have actually seen it. Because even if it's an actor or an actress you don't particularly care for, you haven't seen what they've done with this particular role. For example, I don't care for the particular comedy of Adam Sandler.
I've
run across the occasional movie, like 50 First Dates of... You know, it's not my favorite, but I don't hate him in this.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So, out of all, because that's when I stopped giving Adam Sandler the benefit of the doubt, was on 50 First Dates, because I watched that movie and thought, this is tripe.
What?
What are you talking about,
50 First Dates? That's way better than when he's doing the weird voices all the time.
Oh my god, like, all the Happy Gilmore movies, like... Like Happy Gilmore, or was it what Happy Madison Productions? Yeah, the Happy Gilmore, the Water Boy, Daddy's Boy. Ugh. Oh my God, those
not good.
Oh honey, oh you, oh God, 50. You liked him in 50 First Dates?
I think he was a lot more likable in that than in.
Next, you're gonna tell me that other movie. Next, you're gonna tell me that you thought he should have been nominated for something for like Little Nicky.
Oh, no, I never even watched Little Nicky. I refuse.
I'm the comedic son of an angel and a demon. What could go wrong in an Adam Sandler movie filled with Sandler hijinks?
Well, no, or like if you don't particularly like him and then you see Hotel Transylvania. I'm like, wow, that was actually really cute, and I didn't realize he was in it.
And I didn't see his face ever, so that was fine.
No, I'm just saying, even if you're already somewhat biased towards a certain actor, you should still see the movie before saying, like, well, it's of course crap.
Yeah. So the very first day that the trailer came out, I mean, people gave this movie crap on the trailer alone. Mm-hmm. It got something, you know, like 11 or 12,000 likes, but then it got like well over that in dislikes in one day for the trailer. It set a record on YouTube for most dislikes of a trailer. There were entire sections of the internet basically dedicated to taking this movie down. And so...
Which, you have to have something better to do with your time, people. Yes. Watch a political debate. That's a way better use of your time.
So, the critical consensus right now, because it is technically certified fresh, is that Ghostbusters does an impressive job of standing on its own as a freewheeling, marvelously cast supernatural comedy, even if it can't help but pale somewhat in comparison with the classic original. Okay, I'll give you the original did well, and it's a good movie. Mm-hmm. The first one.
Yeah.
It's a good movie, stellar cast, you know, lots of star power, helped really boost some careers and kind of, you know, set the stage for comedic supernatural movies. Mm-hmm. So what are we expecting? What are we looking for to get this movie redeemed from 56 to...
Well, I think we have to see if the criticism is real. Do the jokes hit home? Are they funny on their own? Are the actresses good?
Yes.
And, you know, does the movie play too much with being an all-female cast, or is it just sort of incidental? Because that seems to be one of the big arguments against it.
Yeah, I think we need to see what... I think a big reason out there is, you know, the thesis of this movie is... you know, air quotes, feminist agenda. So I'm going to be looking for, is this movie about the busting of ghosts in a comedic fashion? Or is it about equal pay for women and votes for Hillary? And I don't know, whatever else, I guess people thought that Ghostbusters being a feminist movie.
I love that you're just holding up your hands like, you know, women's stuff.
Women's stuff. Are they busting ghosts with tampons, basically, is what I'm saying. Do they just throw... Oh, God, Slimer. Oh, God. So we're going to go. We're going to watch the movie. We're going to be looking for the performances of the actresses. Do they stand up on their own? How are they as a unit?
How is the humor? Does it hold up to what comedy standards were set by the original?
And is it a fresh enough take on the story? I mean, I have to say... there's only so much you can do with this kind of story.
That's true.
So, is it fresh enough to stand on its own, or does it indeed, you know, have a little bit of a stale, you know, you're rebooting this just to reboot it? Because to be very, very, very fair, there's a whole heck of a lot of reboots out there right now.
Yes.
And a lot of them kind of suck. And a lot of it's stale, because... who right now has the money to go to the movie theater? People in their early to mid-30s, you know, and they're wanting...
they are going after that cash.
And they are going... I mean, we've got a Power Rangers movie coming out. And let me tell you, I think I already have my tickets pre-ordered. I will go see it. Because, ooh, buddy, Rita Repulsa. But...
Rita Repulsa, let's be fair. Red Ranger. is why you're going.
Blue Ranger. I was Billy. And I was Billy. I was going to marry, you know, the Red Ranger. But still, it doesn't really...
The fact that you still know all their names.
So, do you know why my favorite colors are green and blue?
Anyhow.
Those were my favorite Power Rangers.
We're going to let you listen to the trailer. Much talked about trailer.
Yeah, and go ahead and just thumbs down at the trailer, because boo, it's a trailer, because it's deserving of ire. We're going to go get slimed and drink some pumpkin spice beverages, and we'll be right back.
Apparition. That's okay. She seems peaceful.
My name is Erin Gilbert, doctor of particle physics. That stuff went everywhere, by the way, in every crack. Very hard to wash off.
We have dedicated our whole lives to studying the paranormal. Now there's sightings all over the city.
There are people out there that need our help. Holtzman, you're a brilliant engineer. Erin, no one's better at quantum physics than you. We can provide a real service.
I'm joining the club.
You guys are really smart about this science stuff, but I know New York. And I can borrow a car from my uncle.
You didn't disclose that the vehicle was gonna be a hearse.
It's a Cadillac!
Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh. Did you want to?
Sorry. I'll let you.
Next time. Okay.
Someone is creating a device that amplifies paranormal activity. And we might be the only ones who can stop it.
Holtzman, come on.
The hat is too much, right? Is it the wig or the hat?
There's a bigger picture at hand here. These ghosts can possess the human form.
Now the devil is a liar! Get out of my friend, ghost!
Ow, that's gonna leave a mark!
The power of pain compels you!
Ow!
So, we have now seen Ghostbusters.
Yes, we saw the ghosts.
They were busted.
They were busted.
Very busted. I have to say, this was like the worst movie I think I've ever seen.
I can't even fake hate it. It was so enjoyable.
I literally don't understand any hate on this movie at all.
It was so funny.
It was very, very funny.
The four actresses they got are very talented.
Incredible chemistry between those four women.
I want to see the four of them in more things together.
And, you know, so the two big things that you know, people are hating on this movie about are, you know, oh my God, all the feminism. And, you know, there was a point at which we kind of looked at each other and said, their gender is just kind of apropos of nothing in this movie.
Yes, you could replace all of them with men and leave the dialogue.
Yeah, same exact dialogue.
It would mostly be the same except for the fact that at one point they call Erin Ghost Girl. Change that to Ghost Man and ta-da! Nothing essential has been lost.
And you could still leave one of the characters in love with Chris Hemsworth because
yeah,
you could just
leave him gay.
Have you seen Chris Hemsworth?
Exactly. Like, there's nothing about their characters that is...
Like, it's not like they catch ghosts feminized. With their vajayjays. Like, it's just...
Well, and they treat them like real characters. It passes the Bechdel test. It's a bunch of women talking to each other about tons of stuff that has nothing to do with
men. Easily passes the Bechdel test.
Well, they're not overly sexualized or made to look hideous.
Right.
They're just
women. They're people. They wear clothes because they're...
This script was written by somebody who realized, oh, women are just people.
They get a kick-butt action scene at the end of the movie.
Oh, they do.
And the thing is, like... They get messy. They get dirty. They kick butt.
Gross.
And they wear big old work clothes. Like, they don't...
Which is what you would wear when you're worried about slime but,
like,
coming in.
Think about other action movies where women are the action heroes. Like, there's going to be a very deep
the
V.
Plunging neckline.
Plunging neckline. They're going to wear heels. They're absolutely going to wear heels and somehow going to be able to run faster than the men
in
the heels.
No, these women are in, like, tennis shoes, jeans, t-shirts, sweaters.
Messy ponytails.
Yeah. And these are just people being people. It's they're not sexy Ghostbusters.
So
they're just Ghostbusters.
I don't know that it's some wild feminist statement other than it's the feminist statement that
women are
humans.
People.
I mean, and if that is this, if that's radical,
women wear jeans and
tennis shoes. Then maybe this movie needed to be made, because if what everybody is losing their mind about is, oh, all the feminism, and the big feminist statement that they make is, women are also people.
Well, and the movie doesn't try to push it at you that they're all women Ghostbusters.
No,
they just happen to all be friends. It's not like, oh, there are so many men out there busting ghosts that we need to take up the mantle and get equal pay as female Ghostbusters. No, they're just, oh, well, we happen to believe in ghosts and know about them, and we're scientists, so let's try to prove it.
So we watched the extended edition, and we
wonderful.
Yeah, we had seen the
theater version.
The theatrical release. And there's some interesting subplots in the extended version that didn't make it to the theatrical version. And I think probably to the film's betterment, especially the sort of women are people and we're only going to focus on that kind of thing. There's this whole weird, you know, oddly disjointed subplot involving Kristen Wiig's character's, I guess, fiance, boyfriend, whatever, special guy.
Nothing was lost by cutting him out of the theatrical release.
Well, I will say that opening scene where they introduce him is very funny.
Okay, that one scene
that was
funny.
Very funny,
but
and
other than
I laughed
that,
a lot.
He's not essential to the plot in any sense.
And it almost takes something away where I understand why they took it away, because it him in the movie makes Kristen Wiig's character almost seem like she has to prove herself to a man. And that's the only, and it's only one little tiny scene.
See, but even then, I don't think they're taking it that way, because she's not worried about proving herself to men. She's worried about proving herself to the world of science. Of just, oh, I want to be taken seriously in my chosen profession.
But there is that one scene where, you know, he comes to, like, meet her outside of their Chinese restaurant. And he's like, you know, what are you doing here? And she's all, you know, she's proving herself to a man. Mm-hmm. You know, she's trying to legitimize what she's doing. And so I understand why they took that out.
That didn't need to be. It was weird.
And it didn't, and it took away from the, these are just women that are just doing their thing plot line.
No, and I agree. Nothing lost there.
No. But the extended version, lots of fun stuff. You do get to see Chris Hemsworth doing the dance at the end.
Which is hilarious.
That's a lot of fun. And there's just a lot of extra jokes that came...
Just them being fun together.
Yes, being fun together. The other big reason why people hate this movie is that it busts up the sacred cow. You know, it slaughters the sacred cow that was the original Ghostbusters from 1984. And I don't get that after seeing this movie.
I would agree. I think part of what makes people upset is that it's a reboot and not a sequel. That, like, oh, it would have made more sense if, like, they were people who were the daughters of the original Ghostbusters, or if they, you know, mentioned them and were following in their shoes. But really, I think that's a cover, because they just don't want somebody to ruin their precious memories.
Well, but even if it had been their daughters or whatever, I mean, it's still... All it is the, you know, what is that, the mulligan or whatever, just to get the, you know, to get the plot going. It's whatever you have to say to make it why these women get to live in this world. And I think making it its own movie, I mean, again, it would be 5 minutes of dialogue one way or the other at the beginning of the movie.
MacGuffin, that's what you were
MacGuffin.
Saying.
MacGuffin.
Okay, sorry.
Not mulligan. Mulligan's when you get a do-over.
Yeah.
I guess it would have kind of been a mulligan either way, but still.
Speaking of the former cast, I thought that their, like, little cameos were just fine.
Yeah.
With one notable exception, Bill Murray, that was just a terrible cameo choice.
He's kind of a
the
jerk.
Way they put him in there.
Yeah. What was up with his hat? And his cane. And the suit. And the whole thing. I do kind of like that he gets killed.
Yeah.
I mean...
But it's... what makes it sad is that you want to like Bill Murray. And then he's in that cameo.
Do we have to say spoiler? I mean, you're listening to a... You are listening to a podcast about a movie. I think at this point
they know we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about the movie.
What makes it so sad is all the other cameos are funny and cute. And then his is like...
The girl, what's her name? Bill Murray. She was the assistant in the first movie. I don't remember. All I know is
assistant
that she...
Assistant in the first
she
movie.
She plays the mom on a show called GCB that only got one very... disjointed first season show called GCB, which should have
been
a very long run. It's wonderful. Kristen Chenoweth is in it. Leslie Bibb, that woman. I don't remember what her name is.
I do not love Kristen Chenoweth the way you love Kristen Chenoweth.
That's because you don't like things that are good and wonderful in this world.
I don't like Sopranos that much.
You don't like Kristen Chenoweth because you don't like Sopranos?
Mezzo-sopranos are okay. Mostly I like altos.
You know, alto's not even like a proper choral arrangement. It's like not a thing. Like, yeah, it's first soprano, second soprano. Contralto. It's, you know, that's not, I mean, like, yeah. It's not a proper... Okay. So...
Anyhow.
Anyways, she's random. Really funny. Yeah. I like that part where she's at the, in the
I
hotel.
I love Sigourney Weaver at the end.
Sigourney Weaver at the end is very funny.
Dan Aykroyd is hilarious. Safety lights are for dudes. As the taxi driver.
And I am. I think I might be Aaron.
Yeah, we.
Kristen Wiig's character.
We over-identify with the characters in the movie.
I am Aaron, who would sit there and while New York is being ransacked by homicidal ghosts. I would be the one to give you a quick grammar lesson.
Oh, no.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Oh, no. That's actually saying that you are indeed afraid of ghosts. That's...
Double negative.
I would be Aaron.
You would be that guy.
You're Holtzman. You are indeed Holtzman. You are so Holtzman.
I feel like I want to fight that.
But you know it to be true. Though Kate was insisting that I am a little bit of Kevin.
Yeah.
And not any of the good parts.
No, you would be the one to hold up the shirtless pictures going, which one makes me look more like a scientist?
Okay, so if you were a kid, if you were 8 years old going to see this movie, you know,
yes,
and
I
you
can picture it.
And you hadn't really ever known about the original Ghostbusters, if this were your first Ghostbusters, would this be... would this be your Ghostbusters?
I would love this as a kid. I mean, I love it now. I'm science fiction movie about people busting ghosts.
And
how's
done
that
well.
Not fun? And the action scene, and they've got the little proton guns that turn into whips, and they're throwing the ghosts around.
They did so many things with the proton gun.
Wood chipper thing?
Proton punching, cool. Punching gloves, boxing gloves, whatever these are.
Boxing gloves.
I don't do the there volleyball.
But this would be such an incredible movie, and I think one of the reasons people make such a fuss about the feminism thing is as you get older, you realize, sure, as an adult, I can put myself in the character space of any sci-fi fantasy character I want, even if it's a man, because I can adapt in my mind. But when you're a small kid, you think, well, I have to be in the woman role because I'm a girl. And what does that leave you with? There's not a whole lot of choice when it comes to good sci-fi fantasy, which is why it's so incredible that Sigourney Weaver was in the original and in the reboot, because she was one of the major game changers when it came to feminist horror icons with Alien.
Well, let me stop you there, because Natalie Portman in the original...
Do not even start on the Star Wars prequels with me.
Those are the worst movies.
They're in a fight, and her shirt gets torn so that it's midriff revealing.
It's the worst movie.
What was that?
Those are the worst. Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, with the type of sexual chemistry, like, I don't like sand. It's coarse and gets everywhere. No romance starts that way.
Also, how much older is she supposed to be than him? And then all of a sudden he's older than her? Like, what is this?
Soapbox. But especially for younger viewers, it's important to have... I mean, it's the same argument you can make for, oh, why did there have to be characters of different nationalities or ethnic groups or gay or straight or lesbian or bisexual? Why do those characters have to be in TV shows? Because when you're a young kid, you need to see somebody who reflects you so that you can put yourself into that set of, oh, I could be this.
Yes.
I could do this. That's important.
It is important. Visibility is definitely important. And I think that, I think that a lot of the arguments for, oh, well, somebody took my sacred cow and did a thing with it that I didn't like. I think people need to remember if we're gonna do the reboot, which we're gonna, mm-hmm. I mean, we're gonna do the reboot because it will get ticket sales, apparently, except for Ghostbusters. unless you happen to be women and all of the internet hates women, so yay.
A pretty typical problem of a lot of mainstream geek and fantasy culture.
So, you know, if you're gonna do the reboot anyways, make sure that it's good enough. And I think that what people need to remember when they're deciding whether or not to hate the idea of the reboot is if you were a kid and you were seeing this for the first time, would it be good enough to capture your imagination? Would it be your Ghostbusters? You know, would it be your... Would it be... Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. You know, would it be your version? Would it be the good enough to stand up on its own? Or would you need to have seen the first one to get it? And I don't think you would need to see the first one to get it.
No, they set up the world very well. And the actresses play off each other wonderfully.
These are comedic geniuses.
They do a great job. I cannot overstate how funny they are as an ensemble.
If there is a God in Hollywood heaven and a sequel gets made, I'm just saying, can we just do the whole thing and get Tina Fey and Amy Poehler just some bit roles? Maybe they're rival Ghostbusters. Maybe they're whatever. I don't know. But, like, those six women on screen at one time, I just don't know. Like, what could I just... I need to live in that headspace for a minute because that makes me really happy.
But I agree. I don't see what all the hate is for this movie.
So
the argument was like overly feminist, not a valid reason.
Nope.
They're not pushing some crazy agenda.
Nope.
And saying that men can't bust ghosts.
Hey, women are humans. Also, they don't have to be your sex objects all the time. And it's not like they say that.
Which is a radical idea.
It's not like they say that. It's we as adults that have seen other women in other action movies are making the commentary of, oh, it's nice that they can just be people.
Well, what's incredible is that even when they're just interacting among themselves, they aren't acting like male Hollywood writers think women act when they're hanging out alone.
There are no pillow fights.
No, they're dressing kind of casual... Like, yelling at each other of, like, okay, you're being kind of ridiculous now.
And
eat this sandwich.
They eat real food in front of each other.
Yes.
They eat. They are not afraid to be seen eating. They're not afraid to be... So I don't think that's a valid reason, unless you're somebody that doesn't think of women as people.
And they're okay with doing very physical comedy.
And as far as the other big one of, you know, how dare you ruin my childhood movie? I think you need to step out of the idea of it's your childhood movie and let it be your kid's childhood movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you really hate the new one that much, just don't watch it.
And a lot of people don't.
Like, if you love the original that much, sure, you can watch it over and over. It's on DVD. You can stream it just about anywhere if you have an iPhone or a tablet, sure. You can watch the original over and over again, but don't be afraid to let somebody go somewhere new.
So what's your favorite part? What was your favorite moment in Ghostbusters?
Okay, this is silly, but I really like the running gag with the soup.
And the Chinese restaurant.
I don't know why, but for some reason I find that
I just want a reasonable amount of wontons. I just want a reasonable ratio of wonton to soup.
This is madness.
He's like, you deserve all the wontons.
Just cram all those wontons.
Oh God, my favorite moment. I really love the little banter. You know, when they're in, you know, their Chinese restaurant upstairs. Just kind of that moment, you know, they're making fun of Kevin. And I just kind of love the daily interactions.
Oh, the scene they should not have cut out of the theatrical release, which was when they're reminiscing about Abby and Aaron's past. And they talk about a presentation they did in school about ghosts. That
was so funny.
And they do a little song and dance, which now we have to learn. And
I need a black turtleneck.
We need to go out and get black turtlenecks and do the dance.
And I need to learn that dance.
Because it was so cute, and it was just so typical of old friends who are hanging out together.
Oh,
and
my God,
like,
it was
oh,
so
can
funny.
You remember that time when we were ridiculous and we did this? And
there was a lot that they should have left in them. I mean, really, was, except for the weird boyfriend so plot line, I would have seen that whole movie.
Oh, agreed.
In
the only thing that was completely unnecessary was the boyfriend, and maybe cut out Bill Murray. Sorry, Bill.
So send your hate mail to Kate.
I'm not saying I hate Bill Murray, just what a terrible use of Bill Murray in a cameo. The others all got good cameos. If I was him, I'd be ticked that they gave me that part.
Yeah, that wasn't a very good use of Bill Murray. I mean, you've got Bill Murray.
He should have been like one of the ghosts that Rowan unleashes, hoping to cause chaos, and he's the one who steps out like, I'm just not into this.
Oh my God, Bill Murray is a ghost.
Like, he's the one ghost
who
just
doesn't care.
He
could come back as a ghost.
But that would be a good use of him, as like the sarcastic ghost who doesn't want to be part of the plot to overthrow things.
Yes. Okay, so, worst part.
The villain.
Yeah.
He was the worst part because all of the women had such great chemistry and they're so funny.
Uh-huh.
And he was just this comedy void. He started trying to suck the funny out of all the scenes he was in.
Well, and so
luckily he was mostly unsuccessful, but he was just so bland.
Kind of along those lines of just kind of like a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
The plot line with the mayor.
Yeah, that was weird.
It just, like, I mean, I guess I get what they were trying to do, but, like, I don't know. I guess I felt like they either had enough running gags already or, I don't know, like, were they just really wanting to give Cecily Strong a job? Like,
does she know somebody on the movie staff? And they're so like, so she needs like a bit part for a little while. Maybe
you know that
like,
she's on Saturday Night Live with all of those other women, right?
I'm being funny.
Oh!
Of like, her friends are coming up like, you know, we've got this friend. No, she's good, I promise. If you could just give her like a little spot over here.
You know, Cecily Strong, and I thought she was a bigger actress, and she got this weird little bit part on the first episode of the season of Scream Queens.
I still have not watched that, and I need to.
I don't know why I keep watching it. I just can't stop. They have John Stamos and Kirstie Alley this season, so I'm good. I'm in it. I don't really care what they do. Just give me.
I do not understand your love for Kirstie Alley. I don't hate her, but you have, like, real love for her.
Okay, so we are going to watch For Richer, For Poorer, and then you will have the deep and abiding love for Kirstie Alley because she is so funny.
We'll see.
She's so good. Okay, so biggest missed opportunity. Yeah, I would say the mayor plot line.
The mayor and the villain.
What would you replace the villain with? Anybody else?
Anyone else.
Another cameo, but it's Sigourney Weaver and it's Zool. And she comes back and she's like, there is no Zool, only Dana.
Okay, like, that would have been too much of a cameo. But almost anyone else.
Or like, do you have it be another woman? Or...
Ooh, or just anyone with personality.
But is it the lack of personality or is it the weird part where it's like...
I have to say, the one part where he is funny is when you first meet Patty down at the train station.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just going on and on about, like, you will be the last of the
But I don't know that it's because he's funny. I think he's playing the straight man to Leslie Jones. Yeah.
But that's one of the few scenes he's in where I chuckle.
Okay, so if somebody liked this movie and they wanted to see something like it, what might we recommend?
Possibly the first Ghostbusters.
The first Ghostbusters. Okay, other good female-driven, you know, science fiction.
You need to watch the entire Alien franchise.
Okay.
Because it's wonderful.
Okay. So not episodes 1 through 3.
Cabin
of Star
in the
Wars?
Woods. No, Cabin in the Woods. Because Joss Whedon's another person who knows that women are people, and it's also very funny and has Chris Hemsworth.
Yes, Chris Hemsworth is in that movie. Isn't there a weird merman in that movie?
Yes, and it's a great scene.
It's like a really weird merman.
It's such a good
movie. That is a very weird movie.
Okay, recommendation time. If you like horror / sci-fi movies and feminism, you need to go check out the podcast Faculty of Horror. It's Alex West and Andrea Subicetti up in Canada, and they are geniuses when it comes to dissecting horror movies.
They dissect things on...
No, they on discuss podcasts. Horror movies. Please they don't. Are very good. Highly recommend.
Let's see. Any other recommendations that we can think of that might be in the same vein as... I almost want to say something like Maleficent, but it gets a lot of flack because they made the impetus she was sad about a man.
Yeah, but I don't know think if I would
the,
go that.
I know. The other interpersonal relationships that she has... with women, though, are good. Like, I like that. You know what? Once Upon a Time, the TV show Once Upon a Time.
Just go watch every season of a TV show. Sure, you've got endless. Take a week off of work and just go.
Ooh, what about, The Tenth Kingdom?
Oh, so cute.
So fun. Mm-hmm. Is that pretty feminist? Is that?
Yeah.
Is it good? I don't know. Oh, her and Wolfie. That's kind of bad.
I don't know if I'd go feminist.
But it's fun, though.
So much as she falls in love with the stalker.
It's got a female protagonist. And Cameron, was it Manheim, is in it? And she plays Snow White. And that's a thing. So maybe don't listen to me. It's terrible. You can email us. ReasonsCast@gmail.com.
You can tweet us at ReasonsCast. Where, Don will see it, and I do not tweet.
And I will poke her and say, hey, we got a tweet.
Or you can look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/becausereasonspodcast.
The website, bit.ly/reasonscast, or get us on iTunes. We made a little bit.ly if you don't want to look us up, Because Reasons Podcast. It's bit.ly/BRC iTunes. We'll take you straight to our iTunes page. Though if you're listening to this and you subscribed in some other way other than iTunes, like, good on ya. Great. Glad that you are going wild, wild west of the internet there.
Hey,
very sheltered. Very sheltered. I am Kevin.
You are.
God. okay, so happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Stay away from candy corn. It is the worst.
I kind of like candy corn. You know what's good? Spice drops.
What? That's the grandma candy.
I like those. And bridge mix.
Of course you do. You are trying so hard to become the Dowager Countess.
I don't think they had spice drops back when the Dowager Countess was alive.
You're probably also that person, that weird, like, nondescript wax paper wrapped gooey gunk that like old people have in their candy dishes. You probably love that crap. It's like black or orange, you know, it's like wrapped in wax paper. It's some kind of like toffee or something. You know what I'm talking about.
Anyhow, enjoy your Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Be safe or don't. But definitely be safe. Bye. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
But you are indeed afraid of ghosts.
Very, very actually afraid of ghosts, yes.